live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening. Welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 271. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. I'll be joined momentarily by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. But tonight, big show, episode 271. We've got NFL talk. We've got Colts talk. We've got the rest of the National Football League, what has gone on this past week. We've got college football recapping the wild college football week it was. We've got Pick'em week six already, I believe, week six. Pick'em. Myself, Jonathan, and Tanner, we've got that to talk about. We've got MLB postseason. The postseason has begun in Major League Baseball. We've got a little bit of news in the world of the association. I know that'll get Jonathan's blood going that the association's firing back up. Training camps have started, so we'll hit that and more. But we can't get started without our main man, our co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you?
Man, it feels good to be back, man. Dude, I listened to the rundown, man. You're absolutely right, man. I can't wait to. It's not even about Jimmy Butler's hair, man. It ain't about Jimmy Butler's hair or anything like that, man. But yeah,
what
man,
do you think of that, man? When I sent it to you,
I thought it was a meme that somebody had like auto generated or something, man. And like, nah, man, that's damn for real, man. He permed out his. Listen, man, I got dreads. They can't get permed out, man. I'm not doing it.
Hey,
man,
Jimmy's
like,
him.
I wouldn't do it.
He's him.
Well, something's going on. But anyway, man, what you want to talk about first?
Oh, man, let's dive right in. Let's dive right into the professional National Football League. John, wild week in pro football this past week with a lot of ups, a lot of downs from a lot of different teams. Let's start with the Indianapolis Colts here, the local team. Colts and Rams, John. Colts get down 23-0 in the third quarter, 20-0 at halftime. And Colts come storming back. They go to overtime. They lose 29-23 to the Rams. Rams, Kyren Williams just ran it down their face. And then Paco, the wide receiver, catches a touchdown from Matt Stafford. John, the highs and lows with Anthony Richardson once again. Shaq Leonard didn't play after like halfway through the third quarter. So what's up with his snaps going on? Flowers goes out with an Achilles injury, so you're short now on cornerbacks. Colts lose, John. They game they probably should have won there against the Rams, 29-23 if you look at it, but they're 2-2. They're tied with everybody else in the division.
Yeah, it's a little weird, man, how they let the Rams go berserk on them from the running back, you know what I'm saying, from the rushing game, man. Like, I don't think the Rams had a – they didn't even have an 80-yard rusher coming in prior to that game. And like I said, like, you know, so running backs for the Rams kind of did whatever they wanted to do. On a Matthew Stafford, man, is he hurt? Man, he looks like he was out there lifting, man. It was an arm hurt, man. I don't want to get just that, man. Like, it doesn't matter because they won. They did enough to win the game. You still got a raw quarterback, man. The throws aren't necessarily 100, you know what I'm saying? And when you need them, the critical points, when you need the, you know what I'm saying, third down conversions and whatnot, aren't necessarily there just yet. And then the defense in the first half, like, hey, was like, hey, man, we're going to wake up, you know. Like, except for that Kenny Moore had an interception. Because I was like, man, I thought about you, man. Well, you know, so I'll take back for you. I was like, bro. I was like, Brandon, all of Brandon's, you know what I'm saying, because, like, low-key, y'all, Brandon don't like the – I mean, he likes the Colts. He don't love the Colts, y'all. Everybody knows this, right? But there's a certain Colts, like Slow Alley Cox, that he said these words, y'all, not me. But, like, Slow Alley Cox had a touchdown, a pretty good game, right? And then so did Moore. But, like, outside of that, man, first half was, like, abysmal. Right, from all standpoints, defensively concerned, and like I said, offense, you know what I'm saying, it was abysmal. So, but the Colts kind of see what they have what they coach from an organization standpoint have, they see what they have to work with for the rest of the season. And I kind of see, you're kind of going to get Brandon, just kind of put a, you know what I'm saying, a pin on this one. You're going to get a mixed bag from week to week with this Colts team, because the quarterback is still learning, and you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, man, we still got to see what's going on with some of these wideouts. And you also got to, you know what I'm saying, avoid the injury bug. And that's kind of, so the Colts are kind of going to be week to week.
Yeah, like you said, the wide receivers got to start stepping up. They really need, besides Pittman, you know, Pierce really isn't that clear number two. Pierce isn't a number two, I'm sorry. He's more like a three or a four on a team. Downs is working in. He's a rookie still, so he's going to be learning. So you don't really have a number two. It would have to be your tight end, which it looks like it's been Granson for the most part, or you know, if you can get the reemergence of Slow Alley Cox, you know, he might be able to slowly get out there again, Mr. Slowman
right.
himself. But my biggest concern, John, right now, you know, besides that secondary with the cornerback injuries that they have, losing Flowers out there, and, you know, some of these other guys are going to have to start stepping up, but you get Jonathan Taylor back. He's off the PUP list. They take him off, I think, today or tomorrow. And he's supposed to be practicing. They had a walkthrough today, no official practice for the Colts, but now you're going to start implementing JT back, where he's going to start playing now to audition for other teams. He still wants to leave the Colts. It was weird that Steichen was talking very highly of Jonathan Taylor on his press conference on Monday. So I thought that was interesting, but Stephen Holder said this morning on my drive into work, I was listening. He was talking about, you know, that he's going to come out there and he's going to have to produce this, you know, to audition for other teams. Will the Colts likely franchise tag him? Most likely. So he's not going to get that new contract. He's not happy here. And we'll see what happens, what team's going to pick him up. Like I said, trade deadline's not till the end of this month. So we've got damn near 25 days left until we find out Jonathan Taylor's fate, if he ends up staying a Colt or not. But, I don't know if he'll play. Somebody asked me if I think he'll play this week.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. I don't know what shape he's in. If he's been working out and everything, yeah, he should be, because that injury should have been healed weeks and weeks ago. This isn't like a normal injury coming off a pup,
right.
You know, something like that.
Right.
So if he's ready, I think you insert him in the lineup and see what happens.
Right.
If you don't,
like,
take it another week.
Our team scared of what happened? Like, are teams scared of, like, trading for him? Or are the Colts, the asking price still too high, Brandon? That part I haven't got total clarity around. You know what I mean? You don't want an unhappy teammate on the team. And, like, I just don't see how that part works, even on the field. The best version of Jonathan Taylor was, like, a year and a half ago. We're, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't last year, y'all. He was injured, right? So we're talking about a year before that. So that's the best version. I think, I mean, what I know and like what I see, you know what I mean, you know, in tights, you know what I mean? Yeah, he looks like he can go. So let's hope that he can go, right? But like, it's got to be a short sample size here and on the field, because if he goes, as they say, Brandon, let's say not this next upcoming game, right? They use the full Jonathan Taylor in the next two games, right? You know what I mean? And it looks like the bounce. Then he got to go. Immediately.
Right.
But he got to go as soon as he has like a 110 yard game. He's got to go. But
yep.
you would think the, you know what I'm saying, the scouts and all those folks, you know what I'm saying, to get paid the big time money, they kind of already know that. But I guess they kind of just kind of wait and kind of see what kind of transpires on. It's going to be on the owners of the Colts to figure it all out for everybody to see what that price tag is going to be.
Yep, absolutely. Colts this week have Tennessee coming to town. You know, the Titans, John, if you look, they had a huge win on Sunday. They won 27-3 over the Bengals, who, John, maybe it's just one of those years it's not for the Bengals. And they've just kind of fallen flat to earth. You got Ja'Marr Chase. He's like, I'm always open. Okay, so now you mentioned that your quarterback you were high college teammates with, and now I'm always
right.
It's not looking good in Cincinnati, but the Titans win 27-3 over the Bengals. They come to Indianapolis next week. Kind of rolling hot. I think the key is always, it's always been when they come here to Indianapolis, is you got to be able to stop Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, 122 yards and a touchdown this past week. The defense looks good, and you got to believe that old Titans coach, what's his face? I can't think of it for the moment. His team's going to be coming to play here in Indianapolis, where in the past they've usually came and got a win here.
Yeah, and you know, Tannehill's been kind of, at least for the team, not necessarily against the Colts, but Tannehill's been kind of iffy for them, this inconsistent. It was, hell, ain't that like the mirror image of his career, right? But, like, no, man, you know, they often injured, you know what I'm saying, inconsistent, Tannehill. You go get a mixed bag. But this being a divisional game, is going to be the best punch that Tennessee's going to give the Colts, because I mean, both teams, you would think, and I'm saying Tennessee is more of a sense of urgency because they're the older team, right? They want to get the advantage on the Colts, man. So it's going to be a test that, you know what I'm saying, the Colts are going to want to have, all straps in. But, like, Brandon, like, the concerning part for me is defensively. Like, you can't get down. They're reluctant that Stafford is and with the Rams, and Stafford, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of a shell of himself right now anyway, right? But like some of these other, and Tannehill's not going to, I mean, Tannehill ain't going to light up the world, but he can. Like I said, anything can kind of go in a divisional game. So this coach got to just beware, you know what I'm saying? Because the concerning part for me is the defense. And it looked good when everybody remembers, you know what I'm saying, the Jaguars game, right? It looked good, in, you know what I'm saying, in spots, but, you know what I'm saying, it's star player, you know what I'm saying, it's Shaq Leonard, it's still kind of a question. You know what I mean? If he, you know what I'm saying? And hell, they're not even playing him in the same way that he's accustomed to playing, if you can read between the lines.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that is where I know we still, you know what I'm saying, we went off at the quarterback, and I know, Brandon, you kind of chimed in about, you know what I'm saying, where's the wide receiver support? Yeah, all those things kind of need to step up. But, like, man, that special teams is pretty good. I mean, it's decent. You know what I mean? But, like, again, your defense can't be giving up, you know what I'm saying, like that. A game against a team like the Rams who was beatable.
Okay. Yep, absolutely. Thursday night, Lions 34, Packers 20. Lions go into Lambeau and just dominate easily the Green Bay Packers. Lions sit at 3-1, leaders of the North right now. John, thoughts, Lions, Packers?
They've done it before. They've done it again, man. I just don't, you know, the Detroit Lions, This is unfamiliar territory for them, man, but you got to tip their hat to them. They have a good mixture of offense and defense, man. Their coaches, he still, hey, man, it's going to come and bite him back in the ass, man, his aggressiveness and his kookiness to take these, you know what I'm saying, these oddball chances, you know what I mean? But, you know, they're 3-1. Like I said, you got to tip your hat to him, and he's changed the perception and the culture around them, man. People, Brandon, Detroit Lions fans are talking cocky now.
I saw our sponsor, Scott K. Nichols. He is.
Cocky,
I think
now, right?
I think he's already bought the division hat and shirt. I think they're already being shipped to him.
Well, nobody, Brandon, man, hold on, man. Let's go off script for a little bit, man. Because, like, man, when the trade came up today, I was like, the Patriots trading for Kirk Cousins? No, man, the Patriots trading for a quarterback. So, all right, man, so where the hell's Minnesota? So let's look at that division. That's what I'm saying. Where's that division going? Nowhere. Minnesota, they don't know what they want to do. The Bears, I know you got, you know, saying bagpipes for them. So, like, hey, man, the Detroit Lions, they should feel good about their position right now. Look at the division.
They own the North. So they can thank Aaron Rodgers for that. They could thank Aaron Rodgers. Over in London, we had the Jaguars and Falcons. John, I didn't really have any notes really on this one. Jaguars win a home game there again in London, so they improved to 2-2 on the year. They looked better than the year before. Game, Bills, Dolphins. Bills mollywhopped on the Dolphins. You had Miami in this game. I actually took Buffalo at home, and Buffalo in a rout over Miami.
That was bad. I still didn't check the ratings for that Jaguars Atlanta game, man. I was hoping they was going to tank, man. Because come on, y'all, 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning football. It's hard, man. It's hard.
The kids were watching it. The kids were watching the Toy Story version.
Man, that was horrible.
Oh!
Sorry, Disney.
We're going to get shut off here in a minute.
No, no, we won't. The SEC Network is not coming for us either.
But
no, man, that's kind of what I thought about those, you know what I'm saying, those pair of games. Buffalo, hey, they kind of turned their forces around. Quarterback still got to stop throwing to the other team. But as long as he doesn't do that, Buffalo, you know what I'm saying, always, you know what I'm saying, has a chance to, you know what I'm saying, not only get, you know what I'm saying, run that division.
He didn't throw to the other team, that, John. He had a perfect quarterback rating, 21
well,
to 25, 320, and 4 tutties.
Yeah, you're right. Go back to his previous other game.
I know. Stephon Diggs, 3 touchdowns. 6 catches on 7 targets, 120 yards, 3 tutties.
Yeah,
for
yeah man. The folks, Brandon, the folks down, you know, our other spots, Mavericks Custom Motorsports, man, those folks down in Miami had bigger expectations for it. Coming after you put up 70, you come back with 20? That's some smoky. That's some of that smoky from Friday math, man. I don't
Uh-oh.
Know. When he's selling that weed, he's selling that weed back to Big Worm, or that, you know, to count my money back. That's that messed up math, man. Like, nah, man, you can't follow up Miami 70 points. They scored 70 points.
Oh yeah,
and you came back with 20. Now against the Visa
rival. They
off
the weed. Duh.
Thank you, Stephen A. Stay off the weed. Vikings, we talked about them. Vikings, 21-13 winners. They went down to Carolina. Carolina's still winless. Bryce Young, looking rough, as would an Alabama quarterback would with him. I wasn't really a believer in Bryce as much, but Vikings get it done. Finally win a game. They're 1-3. They're off the schneid. I just kind of as a blank game there. Vikings, I picked them to win that game. I think you did as well, I believe, with that one. So, by the way, our picks this past week, John, were pretty good. I think we both went, or you beat me, I think. Yeah, you went 12-4 straight up. These are straight up for NFL that we do. 12-4, you went. I went 11-5, but we're tied, 38-26, both of us, 38-26. So how about that?
How about that?
But there's where we're at for that one. Let me, we got to queue it up, John. Got to play the bagpipes, man. We had the battle of the two worst teams in football.
Damn.
You were all over the Denver Broncos' ass for the last 3 weeks. I was all over the Chicago Bears' ass for the last 4 weeks, saying this is disgraceful. They need to burn down the city just for the second time. The battle of our two worst teams this year played each other, and it went just about as I thought it would go, that the Bears would somehow find a way to lose and give up 17 points in the fourth quarter to the Denver Broncos, John, to the Denver Broncos. You're going to sit there and give up 17 points in the fourth while Justin Fields has his best game, and we think this is what these Bears are supposed to be?
Broncos
and we
country,
got this guy?
Let's ride.
What was that, Russ?
Broncos country, let's ride.
Broncos country, let's ride. I took the Broncos. They won. You took the Bears. They lost. Broncos over the – John, they need to change the name from the Chicago Bears to the Bad News Bears. That's bad. That's bad.
They was up 21-0 at the half.
John, come on, man.
Or 21-7. They were dominating. It was a pretty good book that they had put together, and it kind of all fell apart. I'll sign an apology right now to Mr. Sierra, the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. I apologize to him.
Mr. Sierra.
You know what I'm saying? They got their act together, man, for one game. I don't know. There's flashes, man. Like, what you like out of the Denver situation, they were able to score more than 20 points, to which in the first couple games, man, that was a struggle. So a great road victory, sure, but the Bears are a hot walking mess, and they're going to have, like, what, how many picks? Number one, number two, and number three. And I don't even know, like, I don't
they're
know.
They're going to take Kelly Williams, Marvin Harrison at this rate.
Are they going to jettison on Fields, or they kind of keep him? I mean, I think they keep him around to keep, you know what I'm saying? They're going to trade him before, our, you know what I'm saying, Halloween. But
John,
this season, Eberflus may be
under Floyd.
I don't know if they – well, Brandon, okay, let's dig deep on that one. So there's the new general manager is going to put all of this blame on the old quarterback that the old general manager drafted. Like, Justin Fields is good. He ain't good enough to fire two coaches. So I think Eberflus is good. Eberflus got an answer, though, for this defense, because that defense, they bought a lot of pieces from around in different parts of the league. You know what I'm saying? They bought a lot of pieces from that Philadelphia defense, Philadelphia Eagles defense that went to the Super Bowl, y'all. And, like, Eberflus, it don't look like it's a Super Bowl-level defense. You know what I mean? And that's what he went to Chicago to be. Man, they got to get that situation. I don't think he's not going to get fired.
Right.
I think
he gets fired tomorrow night if they lose.
You think my man – what's my man that got fired? He was on the job for, like, 1 year. Or was it 6 games for Chicago? He was the arena football guy. I cannot remember.
Trestman.
Oh, my God. You think they're going to give him a Trestman deal?
Yes. Fans are not happy, John. You collapsed. That wasn't just a loss. Like, hey, we lost the last second. That was a epic proportion collapse. I've got Bears fans coming, you know. I've got Ohio State fans coming and saying – because I put out a graphic about the Ohio State quarterbacks. I'm starting to believe that C.J. Stroud is a better quarterback than Justin Fields.
Oh, wow.
John, he just...
Well,
that's a good thing. We'll see what happens with that. I think keep it up. What's that word? What's the phrase? Just fuck around and find out? I think he's going to find out pretty quick that it's not silver lining for him. So we've got our boy, we got Decon on the hold. We're going to bring him on here momentarily, but let me, I got to do bagpipes at least one more time. One more time, bagpipes.
I've got a
rant. And this ain't on the Chicago Bears, John. But how many more games does the fans have to chant it? How many more games do I have to tweet it? How many more times do we have to sit there and watch the disgracefulness of the most piss-poor offense I've ever seen in my entire life of the history of the National Football League, known as the Pittsburgh Steelers offense? John, as long as that son of a bitch Matt Canada is still the offensive coordinator, this team stinks. They suck. Cancel the season. If this scumbag wants to remain offensive coordinator and Tomlin's dumb enough to keep his ass in that position, that's it. Done. Cancel the season. Keep Pickett out. Canada's the one that got Pickett hurt. That shitty-ass play calling for whatever performance it was down in Houston. That was terrible. 30-6, and Tomlin in the post game goes, "Well, there's gonna be some drastic changes." Mike, it's Wednesday night at 7:23. You haven't said shit except for Kenny Pickett's gonna play. John, if Matt Canada is gonna be the offensive coordinator, I'm done. I told you, I can't cheer for this team as long as this son of a bitch is the offensive coordinator. He is awful. He has set this team back multiple years. Apparently, he's got something on Tomlin. He does. He has got something.
Wow.
He's got dirt on Tomlin of something. Either Tomlin's got a gay lover and Matt Canada walked in on it and he said, "The only way to keep me quiet is to keep me employed." I don't know what it is, but this guy is a disgrace to the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. And Matt Canada, I will say it again, Matt Canada.
You're thinking like a fan, and I'm not saying you didn't bring up a whole lot of good points, man. valid points, but based on plum facts, man. But, like, I can see the energy, man. And you know that Pittsburgh Steelers going to bounce this back. You know this, man.
No.
You know they're going to bounce this back.
But here's the thing, John. We're not set. Who gives a shit about mediocrity? I don't care about mediocrity. Get rid of this guy.
Well,
change something up. You're wasting. You are wasting right now the best defensive football player in the NFL's best years right now. You're wasting T.J. Watt's best years because you can't put a product on the offensive field that can score points. John, they are ranked 32nd in offense. This ain't just the first year of this, John. This is this coordinator's third year. He pissed away Ben Roethlisberger's last year. They finished 29th in offense. Last year, they finished 31st in offense. And this year, hey, four games in, we're already 32nd in offense.
Brandon, I'm going to send you a list of quarterbacks not named Drake May, man, that the Pittsburgh Steelers might want to look at.
No, I'm not off the Kenny. I'm not off the Kenny. My confidence is still at a 7 on Kenny.
No, man, Tua's little brother, man, he might improve the quarterback room in anybody's next year.
Dude, he played IU. My high school IU.
Don't get crazy, man. They don't. I know the IU game is that's everybody likes it. You're supposed to, but like I mean he's actually pretty good.
The Steelers play at the Ravens against the Ravens this week. Pickett's questionable, may not play. It might be the Mitch era. One more game, but here's my thought, John. Maybe put the offense out there. I hope I want record this, however you want to put it. I hope we get smacked by 30 against the Ravens on Sunday. I hope they beat us 35-0. Or you know what? 35-3, because maybe that'll wake up Tomlin a little bit more, and that they go into the bye week with the worst offense, and maybe after the Ravens game they don't fire his ass, but going into the bye week, maybe they fire his ass finally.
You hope the Pittsburgh still lose to they hated division rivals, Ravens?
35-0.
My God. He's drunk. He's drunk, y'all. You've been drinking some
35-0
bourbon. You've been drinking some of that Allen Henderson bourbon. Did they send it to you yet?
I need it. By the way,
hey, man, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to bring him on in a second, but I have to say, I was watching the news, and, John, you know they've got Keefe D, right, who I think's killed, they're saying is the guy that killed Tupac, right?
I mean, he's technically an accessory, yeah.
Let me tell you this. Keefe D walked into that courtroom today. I had to double take because it looked like D-Cot. The face, beard, the gray chiseled beard. I thought that was D-Cot walking in the courtroom.
D-Cot ain't no California crip, man.
I got to ask you if he Keefe D on the side.
All right, ask him. Bring him on in.
I got to ask. D-Cot, are you Keefe D on the side?
No,
he said
man,
you banging
I'm
600.
Not Keefe D. No, he's...
Yeah,
to Jonathan's point, accessory. The other three guys that are in the car dead, man. He's the only one that's left that's alive. That's what it's tied to right there. But that's funny, though. But it's funny, Brandon, I got in when you were talking about your Steelers because I remember in week one how you were beating your chest and the Pickett era and all this wonderful. Man, it took 3.5 weeks. Where you feel this way, man.
No. It was week one. It was week one. The offense was still shit. I still have a confidence of 7 for Pickett. It's the offensive coordinator I hate.
I think it was after the last preseason game then. You were hyped. But that's what happens though, man. I saw a stat that said Pittsburgh is the only team in the National Football League that does not have a 400-yard game since Canada's been the OC, and since then every team at least has 4. Now that's a nugget for you, right? Imagine. So to your point, Brandon, you're right, man. I don't ever root for guys to get fired like that because they got families and stuff. But this, hey, put him somewhere else, man, because he is ruining one of the greatest franchises in the NFL, man. they can't get out of their own way. They've got talent, decently talented offensive line, good running backs, good receivers, and a seven as a quarterback for Brandon. Why can't you do anything,
uh-huh.
man? Or does that mean Houston has a much better coaching staff than we thought going into the season? Because they
haven't had 400
like
yards of offense since COVID, 2020.
Yeah, so that's interesting,
man.
What do you think? So here's the thing with that, right? So you tank, right? And you know, Pittsburgh doesn't tank. They'll be a 6-11, something like that, maybe 7-10. So what do you do? You're not going to get a quarterback at that point. You got to go O-line and give him some help because, like you said, Brandon, you can probably –
That's probably where this kid Canada is messing up at, man. Like everybody like gets so crazy in their feelings, saying, "Hey, man, you need this wide out and you need this, of course, quarterback."
Yeah.
But like, if the quarterback if he can't, nobody protecting his blind side, or you know what I'm saying? If you don't have a good guy at center, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Help with the exchange and all that. Your quarterback can be whoever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the same thing.
I believe in Kenny.
You got the confidence.
You got to get the players around him. And you have to – they're not picking the plays. This offensive scheme is not catered to that. I don't know with Naj. A lot of people are upset with – pissed off with Naj. I'm still on the side of Najee. I like Najee. But he's not attacking the gap. He's not attacking the holes, man. He's hesitating.
He's
when you're that size,
dancing,
you can't dance like Le'Veon Bell. He's not Le'Veon
Bell.
He's
dancing too much. Yep, well, you're right. He's dancing too much. And he's got to get back his last year at Bama and play like that. He hasn't done that since he came to the league. I don't know if it's the scheme or what's in his head or what, but he doesn't look like the same dude, man. His backup looks like a better player, man. And I hate to say that.
Yeah. Yeah,
looks like a better player. But speaking of that, are y'all ready for probably the best college football weekend we're gonna have?
Oh,
probably
God.
this side of December. Are y'all ready? Is this
the
best?
This ain't the best.
Because it's A&L? Is that
no,
why?
No, man, look, you got Oklahoma, Texas, you got Bama, A&M. Man, you got some good stuff going on, and of course those two teams are in the SEC. But it's gonna be some good stuff going on.
Well, I'm mad we ain't got Michigan. Well, we got Michigan, Minnesota. You didn't mention that one.
Well, there's a reason why I didn't mention that. There's a reason why, right? So with that said, hey, my guy Milroe is getting more and more comfortable. As I said, let him in there. Let's see what happens. No, he's not Bryce Young in Alabama. No, he's not Jalen Hurts. No, he's not Tua. But he's Milroe. And I got a feeling those folks in Aggie land are pretty confident on how they played last year. Let's see
right,
how it takes out.
And right, and for LSU to have a name and all these names here, there, and they do, because all these guys, once the season's over, is going to go here, there, and be playing for somebody's NFL team. Like, they lay an egg, man. The SEC West, I'm disappointed.
Can I tell you something? I lost out on one of my parlays, an 18, where I had LSU and the two, and they were getting 2.5. They were giving 2.5. I felt they were 7 points better. I tell you, I've never been more happier to lose a parlay the way LSU lost to Lane Kiffin. And the reason why I picked LSU because I saw what Bama's defense did to them the week before, and LSU has similar talent that Bama has on defense, but clearly Bama's defense is better. But it was great to see killer coach take that loss like he did. That was one of the best things. The look on his face, the constipated look. Brian Kelly, I've never liked him since 2011. You all know what happened in 2011. I love when he loses like that. I got to say that. That's a good. I'm glad he's at LSU because he's Jerry DiNardo of 2023.
Man, I thought LSU was gonna roll this year, man. And
you remember Jerry at IU, Jonathan? You remember Jerry at IU, right?
That's before my time, man.
Yeah.
He was there.
DiNardo, yes,
that's
yeah.
That's before my
it.
Time, man.
So hit your wagon. Bama is given 3.5, and, you know, home teams get, 3 points.
Brandon,
hit your wagon.
I'm doing it again, Brandon. Blindy, give me Brahma.
I got a feeling.
Doing Bama, it right now?
Just like last week, Bama's going to shake some things up. I say Bama by 10. Bama by 10.
Wow.
Bama, book it, replay it back. I think Bama by 10. Because no one's expecting them to go into A&M after the way they played last year against Bama and Bama to win, because everybody has seen when I'm around town, they say, oh, you're a Bama fan. They're really struggling real bad this year, aren't they? You know, because that's what the media is telling you. Just let them play. Let's see what happens.
Right, let them play. They don't mix Bama up with Clemson, but even Clemson did kind of bounce back here lately. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they had a good game. Speaking of that, when does Notre Dame play them? Is that in 2 weeks?
Wait a minute. Hey, man, Notre Dame got to have his hands full with Louisville this weekend. You watch.
They got lucky last week. You know that, right?
I'm not going to talk bad about Notre Dame. That's a good team.
We're just going to talk truth. Let's talk the truth then.
They got the offensive line that the Pittsburgh Steelers won't. They got some pieces on there anyway, but they can't get them for next year, right? But that Ohio State game, that was on the coach. That was on the coach.
You're going to keep on with the coach. He's going to get the Ty Willingham experience if he keeps that up.
Man, we kind of beyond that. He got good keys to the car, and he got a good quarterback. He's, you know, mature.
He's 31 years old. Jonathan's 31 years old, man.
Man, when did Bobby Knight win his first championship? We got to stop giving him. I don't give him no passes out, man. Okay, well, all right then. All right, well.
I got you.
I don't expect Notre Dame to win a championship, but, like, y'all should have won. You know, you put these games on the duck for a reason.
Okay,
go win
exactly.
We'll
see what happens. I still say Notre Dame Holiday Bowl. Check this out. I'm picking my cousin.
Michigan ain't losing
the
game. I tell you this. Michigan ain't going to lose a regular season game.
They'll lose to Ohio State. But with that said, let me tell you, I go to pick my cousin up last night in Shelbyville. I walk in the door. Who do I see? Starting two guard for the Pacers last night. My man,
uh-oh,
Ben Mathurin. Ben was at Shelbyville last night. Yeah, I was coming in when he was leaving.
Oh,
he was going the other way. And, you know, I'm not an autograph chaser. But I was tempted to walk faster to give him some dap, man. But it was pretty cool seeing Ben Mathurin at the casino. That was pretty cool. He was by himself, by the way.
Hopefully he stayed away from the sports book.
Right.
Yeah, he was leaving the roulette table, ironically, right? So we'll see. We'll see if there's any pictures of him.
Because you gotta like the Pacers, man. Y'all at that media day, man. Look at what they got, layers and layers of guys they can just roll out there. Bruce Bowen.
Listen, man.
Obi Toppin. You know what I'm saying?
McConnell before he traded
up out of here.
Well, listen, don't mention McConnell, man. The ship has sailed. McTryhard has done a good job for us. It's time for guys that can make difference making plays. He's a steady
Eddie. They got the guys now, man.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to trash Miles, but Miles, of course, going to have to play big when the big teams come up in here.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
If somebody sucks this year on the pace, I don't see no sucking. But if somebody wants to suck, they got somebody that, hey, come on up here, bro.
Hey, when are you guys doing the – I know you guys are going to do your picks for the NBA. That's probably the next week or so, right? Because preseason starts here the 20th of October. So
yeah, it's like 2 weeks away from us doing
it. Yeah, we just talking training camp. We just kind of talking training camp, but like what you can, you know what I'm saying, put together. But it's like far as like –
Let me ask you guys this.
Go ahead.
How many wins do you guys have the Pacers going this year? And I'll let you know how many I have. I'm just curious where all three of us are at.
I'll do mine first, straight up. All things considered equal, 38 wins this season. I got 38
John?
Wins.
Brandon Reeve, that's the playoff team, man. They should win 40 games. Will 40 games get you sixth or seventh in the East?
No.
Now, mind you, Jonathan, there are going to be some swing games, right? So it could swing. It could swing to 35. The
39?
Big deal, Would you, Brandon, 40 you said 39?
I got him at 39. The okay, over-under in Vegas is 38.5.
Really?
Yeah, I'm right on it. I'm right on it.
Man.
Call me Mr. Vegas.
I just don't see anybody that was bottom of the bucket talking like the Wizards, talking like
I'm concerned with this team, though.
Anybody better than them. Say what now?
I like the team, but I have a concern with the starting five. Who?
What's that?
Who?
Go ahead.
What's your
concern?
Your best shooter is your point guard. Who
well,
else is going to shoot?
Unless
is shooting?
Unless they put Buddy Hield in the starting position.
He's not
going to
start. He's not going to get started. He's going to get traded.
Well,
so
that's been the word I've been getting too, Brandon. I've been getting that exact word too, right? The exact same word. But also, you got a guy in Haliburton. Not only is he your best shooter, man, the guy puts guys in position to be successful. And his passing, to me, is still his best strength.
But, okay, Decott, say he passed. Who's going to shoot? Ben Mathurin's not a shooter.
I understand this is a three-point shooting.
Well, Bruce
Bowen's
going to be the starter small forward. Bruce Bowen's going to be the starting small forward. He didn't come over here to be the sixth man of the
come
year.
Off the bench, right. But here's the thing. Everybody's so enamored with the three-point shot. I'm sorry, man. I'm not enamored with it. You got to make
right?
It doesn't matter.
Right. I think the Pacers are going to do a whole lot of running, Brandon. Brandon,
they got 10 guys that can play.
Decott, listen. It wasn't necessarily that they didn't like Sabonis. It's just that Sabonis wasn't supremely athletic, like meet
right.
you at the rim, like a Giannis,
right?
The homie from in Philadelphia. He's not like that. So, like I get it. They was like waiting for the other guy to do it, but he's not gonna do it. So they said they measure like how many times your big gets a dunk in a game. Like, dude, that situation is rectified now. They're gonna get. Up
right.
and down with Obi Toppin and Jarrett Walker.
I think so.
When they come in,
I think so. Also.
And I'm not saying like Jared. We already know Jarrett Walker's gonna hit a rookie. We already know he's gonna hit a rookie wall. We already know that. You know what I'm saying? But like they're expecting those guys to like when they come in as the sixth, seventh man, boom, because we know they are a high level. They ain't
right.
just like.
But
hey,
how
man,
many
say,
years
say,
have
like,
we
oh,
expected this to do with the second
nah.
unit and they flop?
But it's a different unit, Brandon. The unit's different.
But it's different because Obi Toppin got to play this year in order to get paid. Remember?
The same Obi Toppin that rode the pine in New York? I don't know what Obi Toppin we think we're getting here, guys. I really don't.
We're not saying he's an all-star.
We're not saying he's an all-star. We're saying he's a motivated guy who's ready
right.
to ball out. That's what that is. And I remember
somebody being motivated and somebody hitting a jump shot are two different things.
Hey,
like, can he hit the ball with the same hand in his face?
I remember Crozier had a motivated season.
Hey, Brand, look, Jonathan, he just scored again on Robert Horry. He just scored again on him. Man,
Austin Crozier was unstoppable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
Jalen Rose was that. I mean, when they were so like, man, Obi Toppin, if it don't work out, Brandon, you're not going to pay him. Brandon, they're not going to pay Obi Toppin $35 million anyway.
No,
I understand,
see.
My thing is, this team does not look to me. This team is not constructed right now as a playoff team because you need multiple shooters, as you saw in last year's playoffs on this team. And when your best shooter is your point guard, and but he's the best passer. Okay, well then, who the hell is he going to pass to shoot? Because in playoff basketball, they clog the lane.
You're talking about you got a bunch of 6'8", 260 guys out. You got guys cutting to the basket. You got guys. Ben, I'm telling you, Ben is going to take that next step this year from a shooting perspective, not a 3-point shooting perspective, but a mid range. That's a lost art, right? And what about that concept? These teams bank on three.
Man, forget about Nimhard. He forgot about Nesmith. They got a lot of
I like Nimhard much better than Nesmith in this rotation, right? I like it because I think that's why I said Tryhard has to go.
And I don't really know why Buddy Hill's out here whining about whatever Pacers probably offered him was fair. Because otherwise, he probably ought to be traded. He's on an expiring contract.
Why does he care what the hell Jermaine O'Neal did for the Pacers? Why don't he shut up about Jermaine O'Neal?
I I don't know.
I mean, come on, man. Is he trying to use that? Well, I was distracted. It seemed like
they want to keep him around for what, like, you know what I'm saying? But they're not gonna overpay for Buddy Hield. Nobody's gonna overpay for Buddy Hield. Nobody is.
Man, we're in the driver's seat with Buddy Hield. He's got 1 year left, expiring contract. One of the top 20 shooters in the league. Hey, we're in the driver's seat. Be patient. It'll come your way. There's no need to rush. And if he says,
not
I don't want to come off the bench, hey, so be it.
Yep.
I believe that with all my might. So we'll see what happens. But we're at 38, 39, and 40. So we're right there in the same vein.
I say 40, man. And you should be kissing the seventh. Here's what I say, man. And I just stand for like this. The competition outside of Boston and Milwaukee, like the rest of the East, like, there's nobody really scary.
Watch it.
There's
watch
nobody
it.
Scary.
Yes, there
there's
is.
There's nobody scary. Who?
Are you talking Philadelphia? Who you talking about?
You
want
me to go through them? Let me go through real quick. Milwaukee's better. Boston's better. Sixers are better. Cavaliers are better. The Miami Heat are better.
Cavaliers are better?
Absolutely.
I give you that because of last year. I give you that.
I think they're looking. I think like a mirror image of one another, man. I don't know about that.
No,
like
stop
image
it.
One another, man.
Stop it. Who a mirror image? Who's our Donovan
Brandon,
Mitchell?
Brandon Donovan.
Listen,
he's not gonna be there. You forget that part.
Donovan
hold on.
You mean
he's on his way out.
Donovan Mitchell. You mean
yeah, he's on his way out, man.
Who's our Isaiah Mobley?
Hey, Obi Toppin, that's our guy, right?
Stop it. Guys, this is the New York Knicks Obi Toppin. This isn't Dayton Flyer Obi Toppin.
Hey, this is Pacers Obi Toppin.
There's a reason why his best games as a Knick were against the Pacers, because our defense sucked.
No, he was showing out for the Pacers because he knew
showing out, okay. I'm sure he picks and chooses when he wants to show out.
Give me better, Brandon,
come
go
on,
down
man.
The rest of the list of teams, man. I already coached Milwaukee and Boston. Go down the rest of the list of teams. You can't be serious.
Milwaukee, Boston, Sixers, Cavs, Heat. Hell, I'd almost even say probably the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, come on.
Brandon, how can the Heat
bitter.
Be better?
Brandon's just being bitter now.
Yeah, he's
come
being
on,
bitter,
stop
man.
It. He's kidding.
Bitter, man.
Jonathan,
stop
he's kidding.
It.
He
what about, what about Brooklyn?
Okay,
what about
Brooklyn?
Who's the marquee player?
They were 11 games better than the Pacers last year without a marquee guy.
You know,
11 games better.
You know what? No. The full game.
They traded.
The
they traded Kevin Durant. Come on, Brandon. Come on, man. Remember, they traded a lot
what
of guys.
What was their record after Durant left? That's what you want to measure it against, not the whole season.
Right, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Hey, you don't have no scrubs in this phone call, man.
Charlotte Hornets, Michael Jordan.
They still,
so
hey, I
hey,
would
hey,
still
hey,
take
Michael Jordan,
Cameron Johnson.
Not on this call.
I'd still take those guys. Mikal Bridges, Cameron Johnson, I'd take all those guys over these. I'd take them all over your Pacer
two,
god
two
of Obi Toppin. Might as well get the banner ready for Obi Toppin. Boy, I'm look out. Can't wait for that banner to go up. Let's see.
Detroit? You gonna say
Detroit
too?
No, not Detroit.
Toronto,
I don't know what.
They
I gotta look at the Bulls. I gotta look at the Bulls roster.
Toronto, the whole team hates each other.
Probably
right.
The Knicks. The Knicks are better than Indiana.
Chicago, stop it. Come on, man.
The
on,
Knicks.
Brandon.
Pacers are a 6 or 7 seed in the East. Is what sounds.
John,
like.
You can't say
somebody
the Knicks aren't. They are.
Some of these dudes got to come back with that walk of shame that they didn't win that FIBA gold.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's called
hey,
Tyrese Haliburton.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
No,
I'm
man,
a fan of Tyrese. I got a photo of me and my wife with him. But I just, well, guys, I mean, you got to settle. This team is, they're going to be at the 10-11 spot, and we're going to be pushing 38-39 wins.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think with a nice break, man, I don't see a 10th or 11th seed. I say 6 to 8, 6, 7 seed.
Well, then I need
like
you
that.
Right now to get on DraftKings. I want you to get on DraftKings right now because it's plus 180 for the Pacers to miss the playoffs. Plus 180.
Okay. I might drop a little something there because that sounds like some good numbers to take. As best if
Carlisle
you
ain't
it, right?
having that.
Well, hopefully this is Carlisle's last year, by the way.
Thank God. I hope so.
Oh, he's a control freak. He's not good for young players. Nope, nope, and nope. Hopefully this is it for him. hopefully he goes to retire off into the sunset. We've got to get a guy that can relate to current players, is willing to allow players to play their game as opposed to calling every offensive set if you got an all-star point guard going down the court. That's ridiculous. Your coach shouldn't be calling every offensive set
Jerris.
In the NBA with an all-star point guard. No way.
John, I haven't heard you. John, I haven't even heard you talk about your boy. You haven't even said one word about your boy on the Pacers. Glasses, Urkel. Urkel.
We got
Dylan Smith.
We got. He's talking about Jalen Smith. So
yeah.
we need to mix Jalen Smith with Isaiah Washington to make one player. Because one can shoot,
right.
The other can't.
They got depth
one can defend,
center?
The other can't.
Come on,
yeah.
Man.
Hey,
the
I'm Pacers
ain't making
here,
no clown moves.
Mark the tape. Pacers
and Brandon, you
got to
stop that. You got to stop that hate, man. They didn't take your guy. They didn't keep who you wanted around. It's okay, man. This first thing going to be pretty good, man. This first thing going to be all right.
Hey,
don't be like
hey,
that, Brandon.
You
gonna say the Chicago
at?
Bulls? That dude, Zach LaVine.
No, I said I don't know what their roster looks like.
Oh, okay, man. The Chicago Bulls, man, it's gonna be a cold February and March.
Hey, you guys gotta
they
go,
might not
hey,
win.
You guys gotta
the
go
Chicago
live.
Bulls, like Brandon. You want the hot take? You the Bears is on. You already got the people from Chicago on you about the Bears. The Chicago Bulls might not win a game in March. You ready for that one? They might not win a game in March.
Hey,
Jonathan Bernthal's saying
they
might not win a game in March. They might not win a game in March. 0-14.
Listen, real talk. How about game one? You guys go live, and we can do a play by play or do a post game Pacers game. I think the first game is the 23rd or 4th. I'm not exactly sure.
The Pacers.
Yeah,
they play Washington, don't they?
Yeah, it's Washington either because
our
first home game is the 27th. I think the 27th or 28th is the first home game.
Okay.
They win by
20. We'll see what happens. Listen, hey, get the FanDuel and DraftKings this weekend. There's going to be a lot of good stuff on NCAA football, especially the SEC side. So,
man, got to rub it on our face.
Hey,
thanks,
D. Scott. All right, folks, y'all take care. Be safe. See y'all next week.
Sounds good, John. I don't have a hatred for this team. I don't. I like the team.
Oh,
I love my Pacers.
You
but
like
I'm being
John?
A leader.
Hey, man, I'm kind of critical of Haliburton. I'm ready for the leader to step up. He keep on.
Okay, but you still haven't answered my question. Answer my question. Who on this team, if your best shooter is your point guard, who everybody is saying is your best passer, which he is.
Yeah.
Who's shooting on this starting five? Who's going to shoot it? I'm asking
about
starters. I don't give a shit about the bench right now. Who's the star? Who's shooting? Ben Mather ain't a shooter.
You know Miles is.
Jarris Walker ain't a shooter. Buddy Hield's on the bench. Bruce Brown, he ain't a. Bruce Brown, you're going to count on him a career 32% shooter? You're going to count on him being a shooter?
It's funny. Bruce Brown is on a team that just won a championship, right?
Wasn't for his offense.
Yeah, he is. He's a switchblade. It's good.
Okay.
Man.
So I'm still looking at these rosters. Are we going to settle for another year of Miles Turner shooting three balls? He's going to be the next shooter?
Brandon, you wanted to keep Miles Turner.
I did, John. I want shooting. We need shooters.
There you go. There's the shooting right there.
No, we need shooters. Okay, we need shooters that when one of our guys bricks, they can go get it. Miles, that's your job.
Well, there you go. Or Jerris, that's your job. Get in there. But you're going to probably see a whole lot of – you're probably going to see a whole lot of Haliburton playing with Nembhard.
Do you want my list of people who are on the edge with me for this season, their targets?
You're panicking, man. Go ahead.
Obi Toppin, Andrew Nembhard. There's two so far. You ready for a third?
Sure.
Neesmith. Those three. I can't put Jalen Smith on there because he was the target last year. Those three guys. I ain't got any faith in them. Bruce Brown, we overpaid. Still think we overpaid for him.
If you're not overpaid for Bruce, makes like $20 million. Stop that.
Still overpaid. And we're going to sit there and play Kendall Brown. That dude shouldn't sideshow Bob. He shouldn't even see the court. TJ McConnell, we should trade him, get something. Just look at our roster.
Thank God it was Lance Stevenson to come back, y'all. He's critical of the Pacers. He'd be happy with Lance Stevenson. You would be happy with Lance Stevenson.
No. I was against Lance coming back.
Okay.
Where are you at with Daniel Tice?
Dude, he's the reserve, man. You said you was worried about shooting. Daniel Tice.
I am worried about shooting. Are you not?
Nah, man. We got the athleticism. We got the bunnies. That's what you need. What they concerned about is defense. Hey, man, Halliburton had to improve defensively. Because everybody else is going to look like on the island because everybody else is going to be able to hold their man. Halliburton, that's his problem. His problem is
Andrew Nimhardt ain't going to guard anybody, man. He's going to get back down to the post.
Nah, he plays too much like Steve Nash, Ole. That's his problem. But, like, defensively, like, this team is going to take a step up. I believe. But you're concerned about this. I think they're going to put more teams into it. They want to play in a quicker pace. They want to play faster. And if that means they play smaller, kind of so be it. I can't believe you have this much faith
in Obi Toppin. I really can't. You're treating Obi Toppin like he's the next Hall of Famer.
Actually, I got more feeling on Jarris Walker. But, again, he's a rookie.
I'm fine with that, the rookie. But Obi has shown me enough in 201 career games. He ain't the dude.
You want a reserve come off the bench can give you 11 points, right?
It's not him.
He's been
his career highs are only against the Pacers. That should tell you something right there.
Maybe like the Wood down there at the Conseco.
Damn, can't say the name right.
Gingrich, sorry. Yeah, Gingrich.
Damn. Boy, he played in that Miami series, the four games in the playoffs against Miami last year. Obi Toppin, let's see, 7, 2, 4, 5, and 0.
Mm-hmm.
18 points in 5 games. By the way, here you go, John, plus minus for him, negative 39 for when Obi Toppin's in the game in the playoffs. Oh, minus 39, not good. He's gonna be on my shit list this year. Just be ahead. Just be warned. This year on the show, he's gonna be on the shit list. Him and Nembhard both.
I'm sure he'll have some pretty good regular season games, man. And that's what they got to navigate to get to their 40 wins. Good regular season games. That's what they're gonna get out of their rotation.
We'll see. Do a quick ad read when we come back. College football. Tanner Penrod. Then we'll do our games as well. We have to pick our winners for NFL. So we'll do that right after these messages.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm insurance agent Scott K. Nichols will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Scott K. Nichols in Indianapolis today at 317-243-3509. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm going to thank our sponsor, Maverick Custom Motorsports. Our ideas are created, dreams are born, specializing in custom motorcycles, boats, slingshots, jeeps, and trucks, offering pickups, deliveries, and shipping worldwide. Check us out today, maverickcustommotorsports.com. Let them know Crossroads Sports sent you. All right, John, let's dive in real quick. NFL-wise, we didn't get to go through all the games, which is fine.
Right.
We had good conversations. Chiefs beat the Jets. Man, Zach Wilson tried to give it a shot for the Jets there. But looking at the other side, man, Danny Dimes got sacked 11 times for the Giants. 11 times. Just ate it.
That was
not good. Not good. So let's go to Pick'em for Color. First one tomorrow night, Bears and Commanders. I'm sticking with what I do all season, and that's go with the team playing against the Bears. Give me the Commanders.
Damn, man. They've been getting some good quarterback play out of Sam Howell from the Guardians, man. I want to pick the Bears, man. I thought this was going to be a game that they was going to get to help them build upon the win that they were supposed to have against the Broncos. That didn't happen. They had a collapse. They actually had a collapse, man. And in real time, it was like, It was slow. It felt like it was in slow motion if you watch the game, y'all. But I try to rally your minds, Bears fans, and I'm sorry about this pick, but I got to go to the Guardians, man. I think whatever kind of – sorry, shame on me. Yeah, the Guardians.
Commanders.
The Commanders. I think whatever is right. I think, you know, hey, man, I got it. It takes a year for me to get used to everybody's, you know what I'm saying, relocation. But, like, listen, hear what I'm saying, man. I think whatever is going on in Chicago, I know we had a whole damn stadium dedicated to Chicago. Bro, they got either going to love us or hate us, man, after this show. But, like, listen, man, whatever is caused their split between their quarterback, coach, and what's kind of the play on the field, man, like, this is it's kind of lost. Like, the season is kind of lost. Oh, they'll be, after this, what, 0-4?
0-5.
0-5? Damn. I was trying to lowball it, man, but I couldn't, man. 0-5, like, they don't have enough ponies in that locker room. They don't have enough offense, you know what I'm saying, statistically, to, like, dig themselves. It has been done. Like, man, don't pull my car and ask me, like, what team did it in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? But that's the last time it's been done, when a team was down, like, 0-3, and they pulled within and, you know what I'm saying, made the playoffs, something like that, man. 0-5 has got to be an insurmountable odds. But
yeah, hot mess. They got the Chase Claypool situation going.
And the Chase was right, and you want to chime back that in because that's an old Pittsburgh Steelers guy that they kicked out. You know what
I mean? And we got a second-round pick out of it.
Imagine if Claypool was around still. Oh, my goodness. That's
we got a second-round pick, though. I'll take that. Thanks, Chicago.
Right. But, like, man, there's no way Chicago Bears is winning this game or maybe the next two. I'm sorry, Chicago. Don't hate me. The
Ooh.
Next two. They won't win.
Let's see. Who we got? I'm just looking at – the city may burn down next week. If they lose this one, they go into next week with a home game against Kirk Cousins.
They not beat Minnesota, bro.
And then they got the Raiders. Then they play against your boys on Sunday Night Football, the San Diego Chargers. Yeah, I said San Diego.
San Diego.
Then they go to the Saints. And then they're home against the Panthers. Okay. That might be the win. Thursday, November 9th, Thursday Night Football. They may beat the Panthers. That's week 10.
You see Aiden McConnell, man? Didn't that feel like Purdue? I said, this sucker, he still ain't left Purdue. He was up, and then he got the jitters. I said, damn, you threw the damn ball away. Come on, man.
Yep. He did.
He's like you playing against Michigan State.
All right, next game. We got to get through these games for T-calls.
Yeah, let's go.
Jaguars at Bills. I'm sticking with the Bills. They're playing in London. 9:30 a.m. game again.
Nah, man, give me the Jaguars. Seen a little bit more flashiness after sunshine. I'm going to Jaguars.
Texans at the Falcons.
I ain't a total believer this T.J. Stroud either, man. But that is it's looking good, man, and they've kind of regressed. My guy, Ridner, for Atlanta's kind of regressed, man. So give me the Texans on the road. Crazy.
Okay, I'm taking the Falcons there, so I'm going to take the Falcons at home. Falcons at home, man. Bijan Robinson, gonna get it together. 0-4 Panthers at the 3-1 Lions. Child, please. Panthers lose another one. Lions 4-1.
Give me the Lions, man. It's a new day. Can you smell it? Roar.
Titans at the Colts. John.
Ooh, man. There's no way. Give me the Colts, man. They're going to find out. They got to play an air-free football game. Protect the quarterback, keep him upright, keep him clean. He's sliding, like, you know what I'm saying, like he's supposed to, man. He's also got to make some more connectivity. I know we're putting pressure on the wideouts, man, to catch the damn ball. I think there's potential there that they can step up. Give me the Colts.
Let's see. I'm going to take the Colts as well on that one. I think Colts get the dub there. Miami Dolphins and the Giants. I think it's easy. I'm going Miami.
What the hell has happened with the New York Giants, man?
Dead.
It went away. It went away. Yeah, man. Miami might. Do they got another 50 in them? Find out. I'll ask Terry, man. Find out. But give me. I think Miami gonna put up another 50. Give me Miami, 50.
Okay. 50 burger. Saints at Patriots, John.
The Saints, man. Bill Belichick don't know what the hell he's doing no more, man. It's gone past him now, man.
Mac Jones bench. Give me the Saints as well.
Yeah.
Gonna have.
What the hell you doing, Bill?
Ravens at Steelers. Give me the Ravens.
You took the Ravens?
Ravens.
Trubisky? Give me the Ravens.
Trubisky. Trubisky. Office doesn't
unless the other dude going to play.
Rudolph? He could. Second half Rudolph could be. Bengals at Cardinals. Bengals-Cardinals, both 1-3.
Man, both of them teams are really just trying to survive, man. Give me the Cardinals, man. They got a heartbeat. They do.
Ooh. Okay. Eagles at the Rams, John. I took the Bengals in that one. I took the Bengals. They're going to get right on a game. Eagles at Rams.
Yeah, the Eagles. The Rams is going to limp. They ain't to win them.
I wanted to take the Rams here, thinking they could get something together, maybe up to give the Eagles their first loss, but it's not this week. I got the Eagles as well. John's favorite game, probably of the week, Jets at Broncos.
Man, I hope the homie Zach Wilson can get it together. I think, though, that's a hard game for them. That's on the road. The Broncos will be feeling good, man. Sierra might be unveiling a new dance and maybe a new line of sheer jeans. You know how she operates, man. You know. Hey, but listen, I give me the Broncos, man. They got some feels good. The Jets are still. It's still a mess. Zach is playing better, man, but it still ain't. They don't have it all together yet.
Okay. Give me Russ and the Broncos.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Let's ride.
All right. Let's ride. Chiefs at Vikings, John.
Man, study. I mean, the Chiefs, why are they playing these, like, people close, man? It's irritating.
It was Swift.
They playing them stupid. They playing these teams like too close, man. They shouldn't even be in the vicinity. The Jets should have never been in the vicinity with the Chiefs, man. Now it's these other chumps, man. Give me the Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs as well. Game of the week, Sunday night football. Dallas Cowboys at the 49ers. Give me the Niners at home.
They ain't got the nuts. What is the Jumbo? Remember what Jumbo said? They ain't got the nards to beat. The Dallas Cowboys do not got the nards to beat the Saints. They don't, man. I wish they did. They got the talk. They don't have it, man. They can't do it, man. It'll be a good game, Brandon. It'll be high impact. But Dak's going to throw an interception. We already know it. I guarantee you. It's probably going to come in the third.
Oh, I think it comes sooner than that.
Or he's going to fumble. Or he's going to fumble. Or he's going to do it both.
Could do both.
Yeah.
I think he'll do both.
He's
all right.
Both. Man, Purdy.
And like you said, Mike McCarthy is still coaching that Cowboys team. So.
Yeah, man, they ain't winning that.
Packers at Raiders. That's your Monday Night Football.
Man, how they gonna sweeten that pot? Give me the Packers.
I'm going to take the Pack. Go Pack, go.
Wow.
We got four teams on bye this week, Browns, Seahawks, Chargers, and Buccaneers. Those four are on byes. Seahawks, 3-1, surprisingly. Geno.
Yeah, they are surprising, man. Pete Carroll out there injecting some of that old hippie energy into his team, man.
Yep. So, all right, we'll bring our guy on now. He just got joined us a few minutes ago. Give me one second. We'll bring him on.
It's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
Tanner Penrod. Welcome back.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Not much, T. How you been?
I've been doing good.
You finally calming down after your Irish squeaked one out at Duke?
I was kind of hoping they'd kick a field goal so I could win that bet.
I know, right?
But, yeah, speaking of, I've been betting through this. We kind of talked about it and BetMGM. I got a buddy that's through BetMGM right now. And I remember how we were talking about that cybersecurity thing. That thing just
yep.
came across there where I was betting through there. And they're telling people now that if you're trying to withdraw your money, you can't even get it because the security guy said they're taking their money. So I got people that are trying to pull money out. I got people trying to pull their money out, and they can't even get it because those hackers are in there stealing it already.
Damn. Come on.
Yeah, but.
That's why I stick with you. That's why I stick to the regulars.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So I get it. And I mean, I just bought Morgan Wallen tickets for Las Vegas today, and I felt like I put a house payment and a car payment together on them to buy them today for, but I mean, yeah, I get the point. You want to earn the points if you ever stay at a hotel. I mean, it's got perks, and obviously
yeah.
DraftKings, and I don't think FanDuel's got as much perks as like the Caesar. I get that, and that's just a devil. That's just a bite in the ass, especially
right.
if you had a good chunk of money that like say you build
somebody
up.
Tried to get in my FanDuel. They locked my account today.
Right. Like, say, I'm not trying to say you're trying to hide the money from the wife, but if you got, like, some house money in there and you're just playing with it, maybe you might be
yeah.
sending checks to yourself instead of so she wouldn't see instead of getting – and then they're telling you can't get it. That's a bite in the ass.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Boys,
let's
go ahead.
Let's talk our sports, but I'm a Niners fan, and I think this game's going to be close. I'm just going to say this before it starts because I'm a Niners guy. I think it's got potential to be the game of the week. We'll see what happens. I think it'll be close. I think if the Niners might take an L, it could be this week. Just
no. Come on, man. That's Dak
Prescott. I mean, I'm in that Survivor League. I think I'm either taking Detroit or Miami, but I think I might just take Detroit because Miami – I might take them next week because I think – who does Miami have this week, did you guys say? They got the Giants this week or next week?
They play the Giants this week. They're 11-point favorites.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to take Detroit, I think, in my Survivor pool, and I'm done because they got the Panthers, and then Miami's got the Panthers next week. I don't think the Panthers catch a dub till after the bye week. I think Panthers catch a week dub in, like, week 8, so – yeah,
okay.
That's all I got on the NFL. But, yeah, let's dive into some college.
I think Niners are all right. I think they're going to be good, Tanner. I think they can win
yeah.
the double digits, as we said. I really do.
Yeah.
Boys, let's clap it up for a minute. This is the first time this year through week 5 that all three of us were over 500 with our picks. So let's clap it up a little bit.
Hey, now.
There we
hey
go.
Now. Hey.
Getting hot. Me and Tanner were both.
The only thing on the pick'em is, why didn't we put that Georgia Kentucky game in there? I think we should add it.
We probably should have. Let's see. We've got. I was 6-3. Tanner was 6-3. John, you were 5-4. So overall, Tanner still leads the way, 28-19-1. I'm 24-23-1. Finally over 500. So claps up for that. John, 20-27-1. So, gentlemen, let's build on this. Positive vibes,
let's
another
go.
Good week. Let's do it. It's a short. We only got 6 games this week, boys. I looked at the card, and I wasn't too impressed with the games.
Right.
So, short card this week. I'm going to update the odds because I didn't get a chance to update them when I –
can we bounce that Ball State Eastern Michigan game?
You want to bounce?
I don't want you to update the odds because I like Texas and I think they've got one.
Hey, man, CBS Sports, I know Brandon already pulled out like the articles, but I got one too. CBS Sports ranked the bottom 25 football programs. Man, Ball State was in the top bottom 25, man.
Oh, no way.
I promise you.
Damn.
I didn't even want to repost it, man.
They were lower than
you. Yeah, they put them in the bottom 25, and they actually have a win. Well, the win was against NC State. Got it.
I'll send you the graphic, man. I was disappointed.
Yeah. I would be too. Give me one second, boys. I am updating some spreads real quick. Sorry, Tanner.
Oklahoma, don't change it.
It's 6.5.
I know it was 4.5 when you said it. That's why I was like, don't update it, son. I want that 4.5.
By the way, on Sunday night when I got these spreads, Tanner, I put a nice little Benny on over 58.5. Love seeing it's already at 60.5.
Dude, those games get high. That first half is normally like 28-28. They score early in those games. Early.
I'm hoping I'm not sweating it. I don't want to sweat the over, but I took it
first.
As soon as it opened, I knew it was going to jump. I took the 58.5.
I think I'm going to take a first half over soon.
Boys, I added
a
game.
Score
we
points.
Have seven. I added a game. We got seven on the card this week. So, first game,
all
Purdue
right.
at Iowa. Iowa, 2.5-point favorites. Quarterback's out. Go ahead, Tanner.
You know I'm who I'm taking. I'm taking Iowa. Not even dog shit. They're quarterbacks
you can't
now.
Trust them.
Nah, man, you can't, man.
That's why I hopped in there quick, because I wanted this one before anybody else. Take an Iowa. Don't give a damn. Iowa, wish this game was at night, because Purdue would lose by 20.
Damn. John?
Man, don't
I'm
know
taking
really
Iowa. That Iowa quarterback came in there and flipped it, 115 in the stutter the other day. So, Purdue, they're not winning at Iowa, especially a field goal or what. That guy's got to score points. That
they beat Illinois.
He's only averaging, only averaging 20.
44 points.
Well, good for them.
44 against Illinois.
I'll bet you guys three Ruth Chris dinners, Purdue couldn't score 44 against Iowa.
I don't know.
Hey, man, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, man. That is hilarious. Because you're absolutely right. They won't ever score 44 ever again. However, man, it's Iowa, man. And Iowa is in a shambles kind of right now, man, with their quarterback situation. They had a retread quarterback from Michigan that Michigan didn't want anymore.
Hold on, John.
Go ahead.
John, what side of town are you on?
I'm on the east side. What's going on?
East side. IMPD just put out a tweet. They need the public's assistance. There is a monkey on the loose on the southeast Washington Street in Midhoffer.
Yeah, that's what my family keep on texting me, man. I thought
what's going on, man?
Yeah, my family keep on texting me like, man, I'm not – listen, I am animal friendly. Everybody knows this. We had a commercial. Sorry, Tanner. Everybody knows I'm animal friendly as far as dogs and cats and turtles and everything else too, man, but I ain't dealing with no monkeys, man.
Somebody got a pet monkey on the loose?
Yeah, man, the monkey done got out.
What you
gonna
do?
Damn.
I got a cage and put him in. I got a net. Put him in, but
anyways, back to Purdue. But I saw that.
I'm still dead. And I'm still thinking Iowa. They're gonna roll Purdue. It's at Iowa.
Man, that coach is getting fired, man. That assistant, he's getting fired. Iowa and roll ain't never happened. Not in this era.
So you're taking
about
so John, your official pick.
They rolling cores.
You guys.
Are they rolling cores? That's the only thing they're going to roll up in there.
Happening.
I got Purdue.
John, I got Purdue as well. I'm taking the Boilers. So
please.
Two Boilers, one Iowa.
This is what everybody wants.
Ball State at Eastern Michigan. Eastern Michigan, 2.5-point favorites. Give me Eastern Michigan minus 2.5. It worked last week. It'll work again.
Yep, until they can figure it out on the road. I don't even know what Eastern Michigan's flipping mascot is. I wish I did. Or they're up there in Ypsilanti. Give me Eastern Michigan and Earl Boykins. Give me Eastern Michigan and Earl Boykins.
Okay.
Damn. Is this dragon? It might. I thought it was a dragon or something. I don't
not
know.
Not a dragon. I think it's an eagle.
I think eagles. I think eagles is right. I think that's right.
A griffin.
It is eagles. I just looked it up. It's the eagles.
Some kind of beast.
Yeah.
It's a mac group, man. It has some.
Not a monkey.
Hey, man, is that? Listen here, man. I'm going to take Ball State, man. I know, man. I know.
Oh. You didn't sound confident.
No.
You joining that unemployment list along with Mike New?
I think, where'd all that money go? Anybody know?
I think it went to the basketball program, Michael Lewis.
I think it went to Title IX. We got to support all the women's sports so they can go every place.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, man. They do got a pretty good volleyball team, man, so they got to go play. So that is what it is, man. But listen, man.
You
got to
fund them
Ball
somehow.
State. Ball State.
All right. Ball State it is. Red River Shootout boys, number 14 Oklahoma at number 3 Texas, playing in the Cotton Bowl. Texas, 6.5-point favorites. John, we'll let you go first on this one.
It's a big-time game, man, because this is a lot of passion,
conference battle.
A lot of history, and it's going to go over to the SEC conference now. And we already know what kind of happens. Like whoever wins this game, they'll use that to springboard themselves into hopefully a because it's like number two is not necessarily rock solid. But they they're trying to spring. Everybody's trying to move up, right? Get a little breath. Even if you might take a loss later on in the season, this is going to help. You beat Oklahoma, you beat Texas, it's going to matter, right? Man, I just don't know what Oklahoma you're going to get. You never know. They are so week to week. And that's why I'm going with Texas. I know I'm gonna pass out because I don't believe in Texas. But I'm going with Texas.
They beat Alabama. At you should.
Texas is at least consistent, and that from week to week they've been probably, it's probably from who you're playing because Michigan. I say that real cockily that Michigan ain't gonna lose a regular season game, and they're not. But Texas has at least played somebody. They played some teams. You know what I'm saying? They try to win and figure out where they kind of lay at. Or
hey, Justin.
This another test right here. Give me Texas, man. Pass out.
Justin Powell said on Facebook to you, John, you just said in reference to Ball State that they're one of the worst teams, but taking them to win? Come on, JB.
Taking them.
Tanner,
go ahead. Whoever got us through the dance, man, I ain't never turned my back on them.
Give me Brock. Give me Quinn Ewers. Give me Xavier Worthy.
That's right.
It's gonna be close. It's gonna be close in the first half. Real close. It's hell. Oklahoma might be winning at the end of the first half. I like the 4.5 a lot more than I did the 6.5. If it keeps going up over a touchdown, that's when I might have to text you over that. But if it stays under a touchdown. I like Texas. I know this game's normally close. Normally those underdogs are in there, so.
Right.
Okay. I'll take Texas right now, but come Saturday, let me see where that line is. We might be a different story.
Okay. I'm going to take Hook'em. Give me the horns, baby. This Oklahoma team's a fraud team. We've seen how they were last year. I know they've had another year, but we can't trust that head coach there. I trust Quinn Ewers. I trust Texas. I trust the Sark. They beat Alabama at Alabama. Give me Texas or give me justice. I think that was the saying, right? Or give me peace. So give me Texas.
Hook 'em.
Number 13, LSU, -5.5 at Missouri. Give me Missouri. I think Missouri probably wins this outright even.
Damn, man. Damn. Brandon, don't be blowing up my pick, man.
Oh, you had this pick too, huh?
I can't go that way now, man. Missouri's been playing real well, y'all. Man, what the hell happened to LSU? If you had it so in, they had it in grasp of them, man. The control of the SEC West. And then you piss it down your leg, Brian Kelly. Man, give me Missouri.
I love it. There we go. Tanner?
You pissed it down your leg, Brian Kelly.
Because I actually hate Brian Kelly, but since he lost last week, Missouri is 5-0 right now. They did the same shit last year when they had Georgia beat. I had them in the ropes. Lost 16 to something close. Missouri
yeah,
had them
close.
Right on the rope. Had them on the ropes. If Brian Kelly would have won last week, I would have probably said Missouri all day long. But now he's in a must-win, can't-lose, fight-for-my-life mentality. I can't lose another fucking game.
He might.
So, I've been taking favorites. I've talked with people. This is the biggest favorite week I'll ever have because I hate taking favorites all week long. But I'm going to take Tigers because this week I'm going to take the LSU Tigers. Go Tigers. I'm going to fade you two, and I think 5.5. Give me Kelly. Give me LSU. They're going to win by about 9 points.
Okay.
I'll take LSU.
Number 12, Alabama -2 at Texas A&M. Tanner, start us off.
So what was that one? -2. Who was that?
Bama -2 at A&M.
I think Alabama's got it figured out. I think Jimbo might be fired at the end of this year if he takes another L. I think he's on the hot seat down there at A&M. Saban and those assistants aren't very good. I mean, I know Jimbo's got him a couple times. But I like the way Alabama's been playing the last couple weeks. So, with that being said, it's under a field goal. I'll take the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I saw that, and I started salivating. I'll get Nick Saban less than a field goal to give up. Psh, give me Alabama. Sorry, Jimbo. Give me Bama -2.
Yeah, I took Alabama blindly the first section. I'm going Alabama.
All right. Number 11, Notre Dame -6 at Louisville. John.
Hey, man, y'all going to fall out, man. Brom has turned the Louisville program around, man. They're playing at a higher level than, obviously, you know what I'm saying, last year at Louisville, right? He's kind of, you know what I'm saying, brought a different – it don't even look like Purdue, though. You know what I mean? It doesn't look like his standard Purdue team. Notre Dame is just not very – They can't play this game confident. Oh, even it's on the road, man. They can't go in there just thinking that they're going to roll over Louisville. That's not going to happen. I already took that bad Ball State bet, y'all. I'm gonna go with Louisville for the upset.
Okay, Tanner.
I saw what happened last week. Notre Dame was on the ropes. They fought. I thought it was going to be close. Didn't think they would cover. They did cover on a late touchdown. I was hoping they wouldn't get that 2-point conversion. And but I think this is my favorite thing. I love these trap games for the Irish. They got USC next week at home. They know this game's going to be close. Irish win, but not so fast, over 6 points. Louisville Cardinals cover the 6. Irish are going to squeak out a victory. Might even take an L if they do. They're out of the playoffs, even though they have USC and Clemson and some other people. They got to win this game. But
you know who their coach is, right?
Trap game for them. It's a big-time trap game before a huge home game against USC.
Come on.
So, that being said, I'll take the Cardinals and the points.
Come on, man. You know Jeff Brohm's coaching that. That's a Purdue Boilermaker written all over it there. Give me Notre Dame -6. They've played too many close games. Before they take on USC and Clemson, all that BS, they got to smack somebody up a little bit. It's going to be this Louisville team. They still got a former Boilermaker back there, a quarterback with Plummer, who's trash. So deep down, he is trash. So give me Notre Dame.
Never heard Reese talk about Purdue that way. I might have to get a clip on this. I love it.
Just spitting facts, boys. Sorry.
Hey, man, I want to change my Ball State pick right now. Give me Eastern Michigan. Just because I took Louisville.
Man. Damn.
I don't want to go too crazy, man.
I feel like I'm going to have to
do this. I'm with him, though, with Jonathan. This game's going to be close just like that.
Louisville's going to cover, man.
They are. Okay.
Last two games, boys. I've added two to the card. I've added two more to the card. Y'all give us a solid eight games. Number 20, Kentucky, at number one, Georgia. Georgia, 14.5 at home.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe Kentucky's undefeated. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe
Will Levis.
They didn't snuck around with probably the best that he ain't around with his mayonnaise coffee drinking stuff. You know what I'm saying? But, sorry, man. He can call into the show. You know, he ain't doing nothing else because he ain't playing. He ain't starting.
He'll be here this weekend.
He lost his girlfriend. You know what I mean?
What? They broke up?
That's what I heard, man. Hey, man, you get the Taylor Swift information. You get the Will Levis information. It's, you know what I mean, too. It comes down a little bit. You know what I mean? It's all they're trying to mix the NFL with all this stuff anyway now, man. It's all a scheme, man. It's even a scheme. We've never mentioned Taylor Swift on this show ever before till today. It's all a scheme, man. But anyway, man, who's winning this game? You asking me? Who am I taking?
Yep.
Big breath, man. What was the spread?
Georgia minus 14.5 at home.
There's no way Kentucky's beating them, man. Sorry, Georgia. They haven't been playing their best, man. That Auburn game, are you serious? They had Auburn hanging around. Come on, man. Give me Georgia. Georgia's gonna win that game.
Tanner.
I'm concerned about that 14-point spread, though.
Not so fast, JB.
They can't keep up.
16-6 is what it was, the final score. Kentucky was all in that ass, that game. Their defense has got to be on special. I think it's 48.5. If you really want to take your ass to a payday window, bet the under in this game.
Wow.
Under 48.
Right now.
Take that to the window. You better take Kentucky.
Georgia got that tight end.
Brock Bowers. What's he going to do? Does he touch the ball every time like the quarterback? No. So, with that being said, I like the Wildcats, and I think if you're getting over two touchdowns, they might lose by 14, but that's still a win. So give me the Wildcats. They're going to be in this game. Low-scoring affair. It might be 24-10 final, but that's a winner for me. Give me the Wildcats.
Give me my old Kentucky home, baby. I think they cover the spread.
Brandon coming in. Bye, Brandon. That's terrible.
My own Kentucky home.
They cover it.
Yeah. Somehow. I like it. Last game, boys. Colorado minus 4.5 at Arizona State. Tanner.
I'm gonna go Colorado. Make it sweet. I think Arizona's pretty hot garbage. I think Deion showed you what he had last week. They can score. I think they can outscore Arizona State. Arizona State, I think they've already played USC, if my memory serves me right. They were in there, but late, I think they pull away. Buffalo's pull away. I know there's going to be no punter. He wants him to sit out a couple more weeks and come back after the bye. I don't think that matters. I think Sanders can flip it around enough. and win by that much. I've been home cooking these favorites on this podcast, and I hate doing it. I think I've only took two dogs. I'm normally opposite. So give me – I'll take the Buffs, and Deion, he's going to get him back on track. He's got a couple more hard games under his belt. He's got to have this one. So give me the Buffaloes.
Copy. I'll take the Colorado Buffaloes as well. He's got smacked the last two games. But they hung in there with USC. They did. They hung in there. They covered the spread. Yep. I was the only one last week that took Colorado with the spread. So I believe in them. But go ahead and give me Colorado here. I think they get on the right track. I ain't scared of no Arizona State. Give me Buffs.
Yeah, give me Buffalo. Give me Buffalo. Give me Colorado. This should be a feel-good game. You know what I'm saying? Should have some feel-good motivational clips after the game. Deion talking, you know what I'm saying? Should be, like I said, should be a feel-good game.
Okay. Perfect. Tanner, thanks as always, my man. We'll have another great week.
Hey, appreciate it. Yeah.
And we'll continue the conversation. Now, when are you in Vegas?
That's not even – that Morgan Wallen concert's not even until August.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going next week as well for some reason or not, so I just want to make sure.
No, I'm not. But, yeah, that's not until August. But, yeah, I might be in there before then, so I'll keep you posted. Either I'm a spur of the moment. I kind of like going quick, so, yeah. Maybe one of these, before football season's over, I'll be in Vegas, and I'll do a little live broadcast from Sin City.
Sounds good. Perfect. Well, the conversation will continue on Twitter. We'll text back and forth. Good luck with this weekend with the picks, and as always, good luck.
All right. Take care, fellas. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, John. That's our guy, Tanner. Man, he brought the fire again this week, John. Hilarious. Brought the fire. Real quick, we'll run through a quick MLB postseason. We've got some of these wild card series is already finishing up. Rangers swept the Rays. They've already advanced. The Twins have swept the Blue Jays. They've already advanced. We've got D-backs and Brewers going on right now, and the Phillies and the Marlins going on as well. So October playoff baseball has started. I can't wait. Team USA got their asses handed to them at the Ryder Cup, which was embarrassing. Man, it was just terrible, terrible, terrible. Your boy, man, Canelo retained the middleweight belt. Unanimous decision.
Yes, man. Hey, man, Vegas odds said bet on Canelo, man, and they weren't right, man. So Charlo wasn't that he's a bad fighter, man. He's outclassed, man. Dude is just too strong, and he like the homie Justin Fox from the Epic Podcast kind of said, man, Canelo just kind of walked him down and controlled the fight, man. It was something to kind of behold for from that world.
Yep, absolutely. I don't have anything else, John. If you want to wrap us.
Man, I don't really have anything else, man. Like I said, man, Taylor Swift is taking over the NFL, man. We really haven't even chimed in about it, man. I don't know where you are at on these little media wars that they're kind of going on between Stephen A. and Skip Bayless and the homie Matt Kellerman, who's kind of under the edge, man. It's kind of it's like drama, man. But like, I haven't even paid attention to Shannon Sharp going over to ESPN. Now it's not even like. You know, I haven't even paid attention to it. Like, I feel like, you said what now?
It's not really been newsworthy, anything you said besides saying Skip when he was trying to talk to Steven.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. I think they had a better thing with Skip. The whole thing with Stephen A., like, man, he felt like threatened, for real, Brandon. He felt like threatened from Matt Kellerman. Can you believe it? From, like, a content, like, believability. Stephen A. is still looking over his shoulder, but, like, Stephen A. crazily got, like, a direct – it's crazy, man. He got like a direct, you know, of like connection to like whoever's upstairs in management. He complains or whatever, man, blah, blah, blah. But like, that's the thing. ESPN, it's like drama. It ain't about like predicting who's the like whatnot, who got it right. So like, why even bother, right? So, but it's so hard to watch. That's the thing. Like, you want it. I mean, you try to watch it. I mean, you watch it because like the games be on there, but then you try to watch the shows in between and like, can't really get into it. And like I said, right now, they're all bickering against one. That's because they can't get it right. They ain't got nothing else. Anyway, Brandon, I don't want to harp on too much, man.
What do you think of Edge? Or Adam Copeland, excuse me.
Man, that was crazy, man. They just did a trade, WWE and AEW. Why don't they just start doing trades? Why don't they just trade talent, man? Because everybody knows, but, like, it's kind of like Vince is like, all right, man, later I'll let you go, man, because, like, he already done did a program. Didn't he already do a program with an older version of Edge and Christian, I thought?
I think
so. All Tony Khan's going to run one with them. It'll kind of be cool. But, like, when's the last time you really remember a storyline from AEW? Like, man, that was a pretty good storyline. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got great wrestlers. I get it, man. They put on very excellent shows. But, like, what was the storyline at? When we start talking about WWE, it's everything we're talking about is, was it a good match? Was it a good storyline? You know what I'm saying? Remember when they did this? Remember what, it's like, what spot was it? You know what I'm saying? I can't say you can say that about the AEW. But, about the AEW product, but like they just basically did a trade. Jay Cargill and Brian Pillman Jr. are over in WWE, and like Edge is in AEW, and they're gonna do whatever. I mean, it'll be cool. I guess it'd be a cool little spot because Copeland and Christian are well trained.
Yeah, showing Edge and Jericho together right now. I just saw a screen cap.
All those guys
reunited.
The problem is they like 21 years past their prime. You know what I mean, but you'll get some good spots from him, for sure.
Okay. Go ahead and wrap us, my man. Sorry.
Oh man. Other than that, man, we had some great interactions with D-Cott. We really didn't deep dive too much. We talked a lot of Pacers, man. We really didn't talk around the whole in the NBA, man, and like, man, how good Milwaukee looks. You know what I'm saying? Deep dive, but we'll get into that further down the line, and like the big trade, man. Hell, we didn't talk about Jrue Holiday going to Boston. But like I said, we'll talk about that more. This is all kind of conversation that we have on Facebook. This is all kind of conversation we have on Twitter and Instagram and all those places, man. And if you aren't part of that conversation, why aren't you? We need you to follow us on Crossroads Sports and all those tags, Twitter, whether it's Twitter threads, Instagram. You can find me and Brandon chatting it up with, you know what I'm saying, and all our luminaries, whether it's D-Cott, Tanner, or even Uncle Reggie, who ain't chimed in for in a long time, man, but we'll get him in a while, or even the homie Sweet Lou, who I know listens to the show post, you know what I'm saying, post-production. But like, other than that, man, we had a great show. I want to, you know what I'm saying, I can't emphasize it more. How could we do the show without Scott K. Nichols State Farm Insurance? How could we do the show without Maverick Custom Motorsports? We couldn't. That's how we couldn't. So I just want to thank those sponsors for giving us sponsorship dollars, for believing that in Brandon Reef and Down the Burst and Crossroads Sports as a whole. Outside of that, y'all, we're going to do it bigger, better than ever next week. I promise you, Crossroads Sports will be back. Thank you for being Brandon. This has been Down the Burst on Crossroads Sports. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.